Hello and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, co-host for the show with Dana Lake. I'll be with you for the next hour, and Dana will return next week. We are here every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. and are always covering a wide range of subjects as it relates to health, wellness, and nutrition. Remember that you can always log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and listen to any archive shows. We've been doing the show for well over a year now, every week, and we have a wonderful archive of shows with wonderful special guests, great topics, a lot of wonderful information for anybody out there who's interested in learning more about health and wellness related issues. Have a great show in store for you today. Today we're going to be talking about a really popular topic. Hormone replacement therapy, specifically bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, has been getting a lot of attention in the media lately, mainly as a result of some recent specials that Oprah ran on her show. I think it was probably about a month ago. This is the same kind of media hype that we saw when Suzanne Somers first released her books. People become very interested and start to become very aware about this issue of bioidentical hormone replacement. So today we're going to be talking about what is bioidentical hormone replacement, how is it different from other forms of hormone replacement, what women might be good candidates for this. We're going to do a lot of detail about how to test your hormones to understand if you need hormone replacement or if you don't, the pros and cons of using it. There's a lot of really, really good issues to discuss. You know, we know that certain people promote the use of bioidentical hormones or hormones in general for any woman who is peri or postmenopausal. You know, there are pros and cons to this, and we saw those cons come up when the big study got released, the Women's Health Initiative study got released back in, I think it was 2002, which showed that women who take certain types of hormones have a higher risk of breast cancer and certain other problems. So there was a big backlash against using hormones in all women. So it went from this paradigm of every woman, every menopausal woman gets hormones. That's what the medical community felt was appropriate up until around 2001 or 2002. In 2002, when the study came out, everybody got very, very freaked out, and they said, okay, no women, unless it's absolutely necessary, should get hormone replacement therapy. So it went from one paradigm, 180 degrees, completely to the other side. And a lot of women were left not really knowing exactly what they should be doing. And really, the truth behind it all is that there is a middle ground that exists, that where you find out what is appropriate for each woman. And we will talk about today the benefits of using this so-called bioidentical hormone replacement versus some of the more conventional approaches to hormone replacement. And we're really going to go into detail and explain what the differences are, what the disadvantages are and the advantages are, and just really hopefully educate you so that you can talk to your friends about it. You could talk to your spouse about it. You could talk to your mothers or daughters about it. And most importantly, that you can talk to your doctors about it, because those are going to be the people that you need to go to in order to get a recommendation for any of these prescriptions if you feel like you are someone that might be in need of that. So we have a really great special guest on. His name is Will McCauley, and he's going to be joining us in the second segment. He has been working with the compounding department at the Village Green, which does a lot of pharmaceutical preparation for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And he's been working with physicians for over 3 years in crafting these types of prescriptions for women. So he's going to come on and give us a lot of insight into some of these different issues. So definitely we have a great, great show for you. I always start the show with a little bit of some research updates. So I want to talk to you about some exciting things that are going on in the news in regards to new cutting edge research that's being done about natural medicine. So one of the first ones that I came across this week that I thought was interesting was relating to zinc supplementation as it enhances the effects of antidepressant medications. So what they did is they had a study involving 60 patients with major depression treatment that were resistant to basically antidepressant therapy. And what they did is they supplemented them with just 25 milligrams a day of zinc, and they found that it significantly reduced depression scores and improved treatment outcomes in antidepressant resistant patients. So, you know, this is interesting. It was using an older antidepressant called imipramine, which is a considered a tricyclic antidepressant. So it wasn't necessarily looking at a lot of the newer antidepressants that are being used, like SSRIs, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, a lot of those medications, but it's still interesting. So for anyone who's dealing with depression and on an antidepressant medication, specifically if it's one of these tricyclic antidepressants like imipramine, make sure that you're getting a multivitamin or something that has some zinc in it. At least 25 milligrams a day is what this study looks like, seems to be beneficial. And there seems to be very little potential side effects of supplementing with zinc. It supports your immune system and does a lot of other really great things for you. So, you know, little risk, potentially really good payoff. Then there was another one. I mean, you know, I watch sports, and, you know, when you're watching sports on TV, they're marketing mainly to men, and you can't watch any type of sporting event without seeing at least 10 commercials for some type of erectile dysfunction drug. So we know this is an issue. I did a radio show about a year ago where my special guest that came on was somebody who was manufacturing a new type of product that was an extract of maca. And maca is an herb that has been traditionally grown in Central America that has for many years been touted as something that is very helpful with regulating hormones in both females and males. In fact, as it relates to today's show, one of the biggest topics that we talked about was a study that he had done with his product, I believe in Finland, with postmenopausal women who are having issues with hot flashes and using maca to actually regulate those hot flashes. So this is great, and this is what a little bit we're going to talk about today. Not every single woman who has any type of menopausal symptom needs to go right to hormones. And this is what we're going to talk about when Will comes on the phone, some of the benefits and risks of using hormones and what decision process a woman needs to use in order to determine if that's the appropriate therapy for her. My philosophy is you always start with the most minimally invasive procedures, and using something like an herb to naturally regulate your hormones, to regulate hot flashes or sleep disturbances or support bone formation and support bone density, to me is a safer option than using any type of hormone replacement therapy. But not every woman is going to get the benefits that she needs from just using herbal. So in that situation, you might move to the more invasive, I guess would be the word, or more extreme type of therapy, which would be the hormone replacement. So back to this original study, this was looking at maca extract benefiting men with mild erectile dysfunction. And what they found was using 2,400 milligrams of maca, and I'm going to plug the product that I did the show on about a year ago was called, it's Maca Revolution, and we carry it at the Village Green, and it's an all organic, very, very well prepared and extremely well manufactured maca extract. It really is a fantastic product. But in this study, they used 2,400 milligrams of maca or a placebo for a period of 12 weeks. And at the end of the study, they found that it was a small but significant effect of maca supplementation on the subjective perception and sexual well-being in adult male patients with mild erectile dysfunction. So anybody out there who's listening or has a spouse or anything like that, if the erectile dysfunction is just in the mild phase and they're not necessarily comfortable starting with one of the erectile dysfunction drugs, trying a maca extract is a great option. One other one, this is a great one. I always love ones that are related to food. Eating broccoli sprouts may protect against respiratory inflammation. So this is one that looked at the benefits of eating broccoli and how it relates to your body's ability to increase the production of antioxidant enzymes in the upper airway, which in turn reduced inflammation in the upper airway. And when you reduce the inflammation, we saw a reduction of asthma. So I was at a seminar this weekend, and they spent about 3 hours talking about the specific molecular mechanisms of why eating broccoli is good for you. And it was all extremely interesting, very scientific. I won't bore you with the details, but basically when I came out of that seminar, you realize that broccoli is really, really good for you, and you should eat more of it. As we can see, it can help with upper respiratory inflammation, but what we see is its ability to increase your body's ability to make these antioxidant enzymes. It actually stimulates your body to unlock the parts of the gene that then upregulate the production of these enzymes that make antioxidants. So even more important than taking antioxidants is stimulating your own genomic code to produce more of these enzymes that produce these antioxidants within your own body. And broccoli, above any other food or herb that you can consume, upregulates this process. So broccoli is such a fantastic food to eat. So those are some exciting new things that are going on in the news in alternative medicine. We're going to have to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to dive right into this aspect of hormone replacement therapy and bring our special guest on. So again, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, sponsored by The Village Green. Don't go away. We will be back in just a minute.